Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick, rounding out the crew today as we navigate the latest boating news and information. Now, the big news, Patrick, as we all know, it's a huge event that has happened this week. And, of course, I'm talking about The Bachelor was boating in Bimini on Monday night. You caught that, right?
I thought it was you got your little goatee there regrade.
What?
Yeah.
No,
it's a, it's a nicer shade this week.
The bachelorettes dig that, though, okay? It's a platinum blonde, I think, is the technical term.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Yeah, but they were boating in Bimini on The Bachelor.
That's not boating.
Oh, well, they were yachting.
That's not yachting. They were having somebody that's riding around. That's no different than getting on a cruise ship.
Yeah, that's true. But it still counts.
They were boat passengers. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
They were yacht cruisers. They're boat fluff.
Look, if you are going to say that you went boating or you went yachting, then you should be actively participating in the operation of the boat and or yacht.
No.
Yes.
Not according to them. And they were in Bimini. It counts. They were on a yacht. I would have loved to have been
there.
They're
stupid.
You know?
I mean, I'll say
agreed.
This. I mean, I know that that's your new favorite thing to watch now that Duck Dynasty has been off the air.
No. I watch it because my wife makes me.
That, okay.
That's my excuse. I'm sticking to it. All right. So anyway, then there's this other event, the Miami International Boat Show. That's going on. Obviously not nearly as huge as The Bachelor. But it is a big event for the boating industry. So, as the world of boating, it's only appropriate that we cover it accordingly. Now, I was planning to go down there myself, but then when I realized that Boat Show Girl and, I don't know, Captain Rusty was going to be down there anyway, I was like, oh, they don't need me. And I'll just stay put and, you know, help Captain Patrick manage the helm here at the World of Boating. Yeah. We'll have them be our men and women on the street of the Miami International Boat Show.
There's just one more way for you to get out of paying for us to go down.
Well, that's true. And plus, The Bachelor was on. So I would have missed it if I had to go down to South Florida from our home base of operations.
Wait, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? Which one are you watching? Because
it's The Bachelor. You know. The Bachelorette's not even on TV right now. It's The Bachelor, you big dummy. Come on, catch up with the 90s, will you? Anyway, Boat Show Girl is down at the Miami International Boat Show, and right before we got on air, she filed this report.
Hey, everyone, it's Boat Show Girl. So I'm in Naples right now, get ready to go see Amadeus. Hopefully I'll get a ticket. Anyways, so Miami was wonderful. It is well worth it to take the water taxi. I got to meet several people, either people I knew or people I still needed to meet, so I got to do that.
Okay, good.
I got to see the Shipshape TV boat that they're trying to fix up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the Pursuit. It was right out front. I got to do several different things. It was cool. I didn't get to spend very much time at Yachts Miami Beach, unfortunately, but I spent most of the time at the main site and got to see a whole lot of things. And the most important thing, I got to finally meet Rusty. Yay! So, I have all of my pictures, well, not all of my pictures, some of my pictures are on Instagram, so if you go to Boat Show Girl on Instagram, you can see it. Whenever I get home, which will be late tonight, so sometime tomorrow, Sunday, I will probably have more details up on my blog, boatshowgirl.com. Anyways, I'm getting ready to go back on the road now, so I just want to check in, say hi, and Miami was wonderful. Yay! Bye.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bocho Girl. Now, there was actually more. She evidently she forgot something, and she filed a second report, Patrick. So, I don't know. Should we allow her allow that too? I guess. I mean,
is it an audio report?
Well, yeah. What else would it
be? Because I've never heard somebody speak so much and yet not say anything other than, Greg, I just want to say your show is the best show. It's huge. I'm a huge fan. Just want to say.
I knew that we should have sent you down there to do the reporting for us, obviously. Wow. That would have been great if you would have done that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. We didn't have that available. So, I don't know. Should we go ahead and let's go ahead and play this part two here. Let's see if I can find it. Where is it? Where are you, Bocho Girl? Are you there, Bocho Girl? Come on. Come back, Bocho Girl. I know she's here somewhere. Wait a minute. Let me do this. Okay, let's try that.
One more important thing. Okay. Visually, everything was amazing as usual for like all of the boat companies and everything.
Right.
Sea Ray. Let's see. Sea Ray, Grady White, and Mercury, Suzuki, and all the engines. They were amazing. But the very best visual of all would be from Seven Marine. It was just very poetic. It was beautifully set up and everything. And everybody pretty much brought their A game when it came visually. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I added that in there.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know. What does that mean, though?
What did she see?
Well, it was poetic, whatever it was.
There was poetry and there were number sevens.
They brought their A game.
And they brought their A game. I mean, I really enjoy having Bocho Girl.
All right, we should have sent you down there with her.
Really enjoy having Bocho Girl on the air with us.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I think she certainly brings something to the show that you don't, which is a sense of coherence. However, I have no idea what that could have been. Any boat show in the world.
Well, okay, but she is relating to our millennial listeners. She's reaching out to the younger. She's talking to the younger generation. She's talking their jive.
If she wanted to reach the millennials, she would have said, "Millennials, boat show, it's good. Come see it.
Yeah,
amazing." That would have been it.
So right. I really think we made a mistake. You should have went down there and covered that base for us. There's no question that should have been the case.
Yeah, I she needs a little work with, you know, what I think we really wanted was give us three things. Give us four things that you saw specifically and talk about those things specifically and why they grabbed your attention and why you think that they're important to the boating public, boating industry, whatever, instead of it was poetry and
They
bought their A game.
Yeah. Well, I think she was trying to capture the idea that the show was was good. Okay. And
get the boat show being good, the boat show being great is a given. Okay.
Type language.
They're not going to put on a crappy boat show. Okay. So let's assume, and we should be able to at this stage, as this is like what, the 50th year that the Miami boat show has been going on. We should be well past the stage of whether it's going to be good or not. We expect the boat show to be outstanding, amazing. Tell us what is going on. What's the buzz? What's the buzz on the water? What's the word on the docks? What's happening in the industry?
Well, they're bringing their A game, and it's poetic how, you know, they are. I appreciate the effort.
I don't. Well, stop coddling her.
I'm not coddling her.
You are coddling her.
We got to
stop coddling. Don't be a coddler.
Constructive
criticism
or consultation.
You're not giving her constructive criticism. You're
consultation.
You're saying it was actually pretty good. You know,
she might need to get a little bit more.
You gotta say this about Bocho Girl. What she delivered was poetic, and she bought her A game.
Mm.
We really got to.
I'd say B plus.
We really got to help her. I mean, because we need something more.
I think she was thinking there would be, you know, visual accompaniment with that, but it's World of Boating Radio, so maybe that's the problem. But that's okay. She captured the energy, I think.
No,
or tried.
She didn't. Stop coddling. Don't be
I'm not coddling.
Don't be a coddler. Don't be an enabler, Greg.
Hey, the cup is half empty or no, half full. Yeah, we'll
it's
go
time to make World of Boating great again.
Okay, it could be. All right. Well, there you go. That's Boat Show Girl. Now, Rusty is at the Miami International Boat Show, so maybe he'll be there live. She was there yesterday, and that's why she followed the, filed those reports. But maybe Rusty will have a little bit more along the lines of what Captain Patrick is hoping to achieve here as we cover the Miami International Boat Show and the World of Boating today. You think?
No.
Okay. Well, time will tell. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
We walk up to this huge yacht. Nick's standing there all sexy.
It is.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Check this place out.
I've been on a boat bigger than this. We go boating a lot in Florida. I'm a boater. I'm experienced. And I look great on a yacht.
Hey, boy with a boater. Look at what you did. You made my heart go like a motor. And I'd like to take you out. Maybe give me a shout sometime.
You're going to hump him?
You're going to hump him down the patch?
Okay, so I'm a little older. Maybe that just means that I can be a little bolder. So I think that you and I should give things a try tonight.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and now Captain Rusty, basking in the glow of the Bachelor boating in Bimini. And but I don't know. Are you seeing him down there? Is the Bachelor down there, Rusty? Have you seen him or no? What do you think?
No, I haven't seen any Bachelors.
No. Okay. No, I mean the TV show. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I haven't seen them.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
If they're here, I've looked and nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. No. Huh? Well, they were in Bimini. Last week. Well, right. on TV. So that was like, you know, back in August or whenever.
But. I mean, is it odd that I don't really follow The Bachelor?
Yes.
No. It's not. You get to keep your man card.
No, he doesn't.
Greg lost his when he had part of that pink valve put in his heart.
My wife holds on to it for me. It's like most guys. Anyway, you are at the Miami International Boat Show. We got a report from Boat Show Girl. Her reporting skills did not live up to Captain Patrick's expectations. However, what does? So you got some, I don't know, you got some big shoes to fill there, or you got to, you know, bring us your A game.
Well, right now I'm standing out here, and first let me say the boat show is just packed. Okay, there's
good.
People everywhere, wall to wall people.
Yeah.
And I was down at the booth I've been working on during the birthday at the Christmas Craft booth, and I thought, well, that's unfair.
Well, hey, so, by the way, happy birthday, Rusty.
Thank you.
It's today. Today is the actual day.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Today is my birthday.
How about that? That is awesome. So who needs a bachelor? You got Rusty celebrating his birthday
right.
at the Miami International Boat Show. It's awesome. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
It is perfect. So, and you know, this morning I woke up, saw the sunrise over Biscayne Bay. I went and had breakfast at the Bayfront Marketplace and then rode a boat over to the boat show. And it's just been really nice.
Wow,
and
it's almost like he was reading off his Facebook post.
It's, you know, I got up early to write that this morning.
Well,
it's inspirational.
Well, as it should be.
Hey, Rusty, I need to, because I'm going to take control of this, because otherwise we're just going to dwaddle with the Greg-isms for the next 15 minutes. So, down at the Miami Boat Show, know that you took on Chris Craft, their line, towards the latter part of 2016. Know you've been in their booth, their space there. Also, I understand that they unveiled a new 30-foot center console, right?
They did, the Pilot House, and it's really a remarkable boat. I was looking at it a while ago, and it's got sleeping quarters down in, not big ones, but, you know, if you need to get in, out of it, it's got a head in it. It's got beautiful place for the ride in the bow, the front of it, which you may have seen. And actually, I heard a while ago that they're going to make another version of that called the Florida Edition, which won't be necessarily a Pilot House, but it'll be the hardtop boat like they just launched. So it's really a cool boat. It's one of my favorites right now. It's going to be one I got to order.
Yeah, I see that boat for your market. That center console, a little bit different than you know, your traditional center console with the T-top. You know, but that Pilot House, personally, I think I would take the Pilot House over a conventional T-top.
Well,
yeah,
look,
that makes sense.
But look, Patrick, it's his birthday. Let him pick what he wants. Come on.
I agree with Captain Patrick. I think that's a good boat for our market, and it's a sexy, pretty boat. I mean, it doesn't look like every other center console, and that's what I really like about it.
It looks
a little different.
I know you're thinking like, hey, we'll put this in the showroom at Jacksonville Marine, but what about for you? Are you going to go buy something for you today? Come on, it's your birthday.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to get me anything.
Nothing.
No, I'll go out to eat or something. But
well, okay.
No boats, but I've actually walked down here to. I'm in front of Captain Patrick's area looking at their stuff. I haven't even walked around much. They have a beautiful setup, lots of pretty boats.
Yes, we do.
Here. So, and I guess y'all won boat of the year for something.
We took our 29 outboard, our 290 OBX, took boat of the year. So we received that award. And if you look around there, you'll see that there is now a 33 cabin cruiser. Or Express Cruiser Twin Outboard now, which is the 33XO, which we were talking a little bit about the last couple shows, where we're going to see outboards moving into a market where traditionally you would see inboard outboards, which is the cruiser segment, probably pushing all the way up into the 40, 42-foot range.
Now, wait, was that the thing Captain Frank said he couldn't tell us about last week?
That was the thing that Captain Frank said he couldn't tell us about last week.
And this is the 33OBX?
If it says 33 XO on it, then yes.
XOXO.
Yeah. XO, 33 XO. I'm right in front of it now. That is pretty.
That's a nice boat. You want one of those too, huh?
I need one of those too. There's John Smith.
Tell him it's your birthday. it's your birthday, just give you one.
Swing by, Don. Tell him you're live on the air with us.
He's talking to a customer right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he won't mind. Just go interrupt him, Rusty.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. He's going to push you overboard, I have a feeling.
He will.
Yeah.
It's, but no, nice setup, beautiful booth. So, and everywhere out here, it's really better than I expected. I thought that, you know, I wasn't sure. I had never been to this venue before. And yeah. I'll be honest, I love it. It's huge.
And you're coming over on the water taxi from what, Bayside? Isn't that where you're staying?
Bayside, yeah.
So logistics, getting everybody into the show, pretty smooth from what you have encountered?
It is. The only thing, you know, sometimes you got like a 20-minute wait waiting on the water taxi shuttle, and
right.
It's a 30-minute ride on the boat. But, you know, it's a great ride. You're on the water. You're looking at all the other boats. And it looks like a freeway out there back and forth. I mean, there's boats everywhere with the water taxis. I think everybody in Miami is a water taxi this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true.
Yeah, that doesn't sound dangerous at all.
I know. It was. I'm surprised there hadn't been anything because we saw a boat yesterday. I was on the water taxi, and it was more of a pleasure boat. And, I mean, he just turned right in front of our water taxi, and the guy had to, like, stop and put it in reverse to back up away from him. He was going, "Oh, this is going to get crazy."
Yeah, well, they're bound to be some conflicts throughout the weekend, but it sounds like they got plenty of vessels in there to handle the crowd. So that was the big problem they had last year. So
well,
I think they have solved it.
Well, it's a work in progress. Rusty, with the Correct Craft booth, what kind of traffic were you guys seeing?
We've had a lot of traffic through, and especially yesterday were really serious buyers. You know, today you kind of get the people that are just out on the weekend, you know, just wanting to look at pretty boats, which is fine, but I've seen them writing contracts all afternoon, so they're doing well.
All right.
Tell Don we need an interview.
Yeah, and you need a boat for your birthday. And if you get it, by the way, you got to take me for a ride or two. All right, more coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me along with Captain Patrick. Okay, we've let Rusty go back to enjoying his birthday. We appreciate his efforts as well as Bo Show Girl. You know, I'm assuming, Patrick, that you liked Rusty's report slightly better than Boat Show Girl.
Well, it would have been nice to have him on for another segment so we could have gotten into more detail about things that he has seen as well, specifically, you know, again, items that he feels are going to make an impact this upcoming boating season.
Well, that's what Ness was. It's only the second day into the show, or third day, I guess, right? Saturday game, we start Thursday. So you can do that next week. He was just supposed to give us a little flavor of what the Miami International Boat Show was this week. I think he did a good job. Now, we may have somebody who's going to cover the gas bagger segment of the boating industry for us, hopefully. I reached out to a friend of mine who's in the market for a 50-foot catamaran sailboat.
Wait, liveaboard. Back up.
Yeah.
You have a friend?
Acquaintance. Okay. Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And they went to a party last night, and assuming they're awake and sober... because what they do, they have these parties at the boat show. They're the manufacturers bring in potential customers, get them all liquored up, and next thing they know, they bought, you know, a $2 million sailing yacht.
Your contacts are about as reliable as Fox News's, I'm telling you. I know this guy, but he was looking for something at the thing, but he went to a party, but maybe we might have him on the air. I don't know. We'll see what he has to tell us.
Okay, yeah. Maybe. Whatever works, man.
Would you like me to fill you in on what's occurred down at the Miami Boat Show?
You know stuff. You didn't go.
I don't have to go, Greg. I'm in the
you
know.
Have moles?
I have contacts.
You have moles down at the Miami International Boat Show.
I have people.
All right. But they're not friends.
They're on the payroll. I have no friends. We all know I don't have any friends.
Okay, we get that in common.
I go out of my way to make sure I don't have any friends. I don't like to have any close connections with people because they just leave me disappointed.
He prefers animals, right?
Take that back.
Hamsters.
Take that back.
I don't know.
Dial it back.
Rodents.
Way back. Some,
okay. Turtle. Reptiles? Maybe you got a turtle or something?
Let's stick with snakes.
Okay. Oh, boy.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
The hatches. Aye, aye, sir. Man the mouse sprint. Stow the mizzen mast. Jibe the jib boom. Hoist the mainsail and lower the tattersail. Look sharp, lad. Pipe the starboard hatch to leeward. Thwarts and trim the scuppers of the port poop deck.
I'm sitting on a boat dock, paying on my condo, waiting for the U-turn. Oh, I'm sitting on a boat dock.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that is me along, Captain Patrick, as we navigate the latest boating news and information. Most of that today is, you know, centered around the Miami International Boat Show. It's like the Super Bowl of boat shows. They don't like that slogan anymore. They've modified it over the years. But it's a big boat show because, you know, the industry comes together and it turns into more of a trade event, or, you know, in conjunction with just being a boat show as well. So all the industry people come and network and, you know, hobnob and stuff like that more than probably any other boat show in the U.S. Would you not agree, Patrick?
I would not agree.
You don't agree? You don't think the Miami Boat Show is more like a, it's also a trade show?
It's not a trade show. And,
well, it's not. It's more of a trade show than
it is
any
not,
others.
It is. It's more of a trade show than any other trade show. I don't understand what you're trying to say, Greg.
No, the other ones are not trade shows. They're consumer boat shows.
This is like a consumer boat show.
It is, but it's also a big magnet for the trade industry to get together as well.
And we all know that boating industry people do not hobnob.
What do they do?
We bump fenders.
Hmm. Well, okay.
We rub rails. That's what we do. We don't hobnob.
Well, rub rails. That's code for something else. Like if this boat is a rockin', you know.
Yeah. Hey, listen. They did hand out the Innovation of the Year awards. Mm-hmm. And there was one thing. You know, it's like trying to reinvent something that's so simple. You know, it's very hard to do. But I just wanted to point out one of the neat things. In the boat care and maintenance category, Davis Instruments received a reward for the Snap Tool Multi-Key. Now, this is a very inexpensive, it's about $12, $13, but this is a deck plate key. You familiar with deck plate keys?
You mean those little keys that fit in your wallet that are the size of a credit card and you can bend out all different types of screwdrivers and stuff?
No, deck plate key is one that you use to open up the deck plate fittings, like for your waste fitting or for your gas fill, for your water fill, things like that.
Okay.
That's a deck plate key.
Sure.
So they've basically reinvented it, but the one that they came up with truly is a multifunction. This thing has got flathead screwdriver, and it's all in one plate. It's not like a fold-out thing. It's designed to hang off the end of a key ring or what have you.
Hmm.
It's got flathead screwdriver, Phillips head screwdriver. It's got a snap, canvas snap pull tool. It's got built-in wrenches for a half inch, 3/8, 5/16, 7/16. It's got little hex head cutouts inside the plate to where you can get on and work a bolt or a fitting or something like that.
Huh.
Really, really, really cool. So, you know, for this upcoming boating season or maybe for Christmas, that is a keeper. And the price is right. I mean, sometimes these the manufacturers kind of go overboard. They come up with something new, and they want an arm and a leg for it. But for $12-13, you have one of those on board. You're not having to break out the toolbox. You got this thing. It's kind of all in one.
How big is it? What are the diameter? What's the diameter of it?
The diameter of this is...
So it's bigger than a credit card, obviously.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think it's bigger than a credit card.
And this wasn't on Shark Tank? Come on. Sounds like something that the sharks would have ate up, literally.
Yeah, I'll have to dig into as far as if you actually want the...
But it's not much bigger than a credit card, you're saying.
I don't believe it's much bigger than a credit card. Again, it's designed to hang off... Okay, here we go. 4 inch by 6 inch.
Hmm. Okay, 4 by 6. It's like a picture.
Yeah,
you get. Yeah, All right. Well, that's
small picture.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. It's a deck plate key. It's a scraper. It's got a lanyard hole, deck plate key.
So it'd work for your boat, work for your car, whatever. And so they made that won an innovation award at the Miami International Boat Show.
Yeah, that and you know that award is fairly prestigious. So you're competing against a bunch of stuff. In the center console category, Boston Whaler took the innovation of the year with the 230 Outrage. Consumer safety equipment, you had the Junior Harness Life Jacket, which nobody will wear, and Sea Angel flares. Cuddy Cabin and Bow Rider boats, Sea Ray took for their SLX 400. Deck equipment and hardware. The Scout Articulating Rocket Launcher. That's not what you think it is.
Well, I was going to say, we're talking boating things, right? Boating
devices. Yeah, it's going to be for your rod holders. But that's what she said. That's pretty cool. So there's a bunch of stuff there. We'll have that posted up on the World of Boating Facebook page. And once that's up, you'll be able to find it on worldofboating.com as well. But there's all the way through Personal Watercraft, the Sea-Doo Spark Trix took Personal Watercraft Award. Propulsion equipment, I'm a little confused because Volvo Penta took inboard joystick, and they've had an inboard joystick, so I got to research that a little bit more. I don't know if that's inboard, true inboards with V drives now that they're. I'm not sure how that's working because they've always had it for the IPS,
right?
Because that's how why they pretty much they came up with that system. And Volvo Penta unveiled a new engine too. So I think the big thing that I've heard, and we did touch on it a little bit last week, that you're going to see going forward is the outboard segment of pleasure boating. Now, we're getting out of the center console market. We're getting out of the true fishing boat market, the go-fast boat market, and we're talking about the traditional recreational boat market, okay? Mm-hmm. So those cruisers, the 26, the 28, the 32s, going up to 40, 42s, where you're going to see more offerings where the manufacturers will have this with outboard power versus IO. Because they can do joystick control, so which you could do with stern drive as well. So you still have you get the convenience of that, so you're not losing anything. But really what comes down to, Greg, is in the manufacturing end, the boat manufacturers can produce outboard powered boats a bit quicker than your traditional IOs because they don't require an entire engine room to be built and then transoms to be cut and a three-part assembly for an inboard outboard engine to be installed. You'll still have an engine room rigged. You know, you have a generator and an air conditioner and you've got your battery charging system and, you know, your whatever other components that you need down, but it's going to be a lot neater. It's going to be a lot cleaner. And then it's just a matter for the boat manufacturers, after they've rigged the harnesses and the steering cables, to hang outboards on the back of the boat. That's it.
Yeah, it would be a little more modular building system or manufacturing system.
Not so much modular.
Well, you could have the engines done anywhere and have the boat done somewhere else.
Well, there will be boat manufacturers that will offer the boats as a blank, if you will. So if, say, a particular boat manufacturer strictly offers Yamaha or Evinrude, and a boat dealer isn't equipped to, or they're not a dealer for either of those, maybe they're a MerCruiser dealer, they will be able to order the boat blank, especially if it's overseas, international especially, right, because they'll save the money.
Yeah.
And then have the boat come over and then rig them with their own engines. Certainly you can do that. Also, it brings the weight of the boat further aft, which what they're doing, like with the 290 OBX, the Regal, that was a completely new hull bottom. That's actually a double-step hull. So some people think that we took the existing 28-foot bow rider and we just put an outboard on it. We didn't. It's a brand new hull from the keel up, double-step, and your performance, that boat coming up on plane because your weight is further aft, is a lot quicker. And then overall, your performance, your ability to trim the boat up and get more of the surface of the boat away from the water is a lot better.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And then, you know, so more junk in the trunk means better efficiency.
Well, no, it's less junk in the trunk. You're moving.
Well, it's heavier.
You're moving. No, it's not heavier.
What if the engines are on the back? It's not heavier.
The weight is the same. Okay.
Yeah. Let's say. It's weight and balance.
Let's say for the sake of argument that the weight of an IO and an outboard is the same.
Right.
Okay. Where the inboard outboard, you've got the majority of the weight to the inside of the transom.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So moving more towards
the back.
Moving more towards the boat amidship. Okay. Coming up into the aft cabin type area. Okay.
Yeah.
Versus an outboard, which is going to be hanging off the very stern of the boat.
Right. More junk in the trunk. That's what I mean. More, you know, weight in the butt of the boat. I'm just bringing it home for our, naive boater thing. You know, connecting the dots. That's what I do sometimes here on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise, monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels, and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial, even if you've had an event like myself. After some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Once the winch is set, there's a switch inside the trunk.
Shouldn't you be on the bridge?
The boat will tell me if there's an obstacle.
How far can it take us?
3,000 miles, more if we don't stress the engine.
That'll give us options.
And we'll go boating, boating, boating. We'll go boating, boating, boating. We'll go boating, boating, boating once again.
Well, then you're in the right place. This is the World of Boating. I am Greg, your first mate, along with Captain Patrick. We are navigating the latest boating news and information, and also covering the Miami International Boat Show as effectively as we possibly can from our home base of operations in Orlando, Florida. That's why we rely on folks like Boat Show Girl, Captain Rusty, and now Don, my buddy Don, who's looking for a new sailboat. He's down there at the Miami International Boat Show and filing a report for us, which is very nice of him. Don, welcome to the World of Boating. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. Thanks. Good talking to you, Greg.
All right. So you are in the market for a, gas baggers are close to your heart. So you want a sailboat, and you're looking at, what are you looking at now? It's a 45-foot Leopard catamaran liveaboard vessel. Is that what it is?
Wait a second. Don, this is Captain Patrick. I just want to preface what you're about to say that Greg had me do a 45-minute internet search on zebra catamarans because he swore up and down that you were looking at a zebra catamaran.
I totally pumped him. I totally got him in your face, Patrick.
And in Greg's world, zebras and leopards are the same animal.
No, I said pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're close. You know, they sound alike.
Exactly.
Zebra, leopard.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some incriminating photos of Don, so he'll back me up on whatever I say.
Now, you know, when it comes to sailboats, and I'm not a big fan of sailboats, even though I have sailed, but if I was to have a sailboat, it would be a catamaran.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the leopard line. Which one in particular?
Well, previous to this year, we were looking at the 44 and the 48. Mm-hmm. See, and that's where I think Leopard may have saved my marriage this year because now we don't have to compromise. So Aria liked the big 48. I didn't care for it. I liked the 44. We chose Leopard for a bunch of reasons, but they just produced such a fabulous boat. So we kind of couldn't agree on the length until this year they came out with the brand new 45, and it is just an amazing boat.
Yeah, you know, I was with Aria Doug last year. I think it was last year, wasn't it? Or was it 2 years?
It was last boat show.
Yeah, it was last year, and I hung with them, and I saw the boat they were looking at, the 44 and the 48. Both of them were spectacular. But I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, but this is the best of both worlds. A little bigger than the 44, obviously not a huge amount, but the way it's laid out, it's a little bit more efficient. Am I right there, Don?
Well, what people don't realize is the Leopard 44 was actually a 42 footer. It wasn't a true 44. But the 45 is a true 45 footer. What Leopard did was they took input from all the owners over the past 2 or 3 years. What do you like? What don't you like with your boats? And they combined all the input and made the perfect catamaran.
Uh-huh.
Don, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And again, I've strictly sailed monohulls. I haven't had the pleasure of sailing a cat, you know, other than like a Hobie, which really doesn't count. How easy, because sailing is, it's an art form. It's true poetry on the water. How difficult is it for a novice to take control of a sail cat?
It's easy.
Yeah.
Especially on these cats, everything's electric winches, skylights. It's real easy. Once you get the sail set, get the autopilot set, it's really nothing.
Yeah. This is one of those things that sails itself. I mean, that's the way they sold me on it last year. Now, of course, I wasn't the one who was the prospective buyer. And I didn't go to the party last night that Leopard threw for prospective owners like yourself. So did they get you liquored up enough that you are the proud new owner of a Leopard 45 there, Don, or what?
Well, we didn't sign on the bottom line, but yes, they did provide plenty of liquor.
Yes,
and
they tried their hardest.
We're in discussions this coming week.
All right.
Well, to be fair, awesome. Greg did go to a party hosted by Zebra.
Yes.
you're investing in it, right, Greg?
That's
what
Aria
tells me.
Yeah, as you should. It's all about the booze.
See,
whatever they serve you, you'll do anything after a certain amount of concoctions like that.
Mm-hmm.
It does sail itself. That's why I married a boat captain.
That's right.
Well, when Skynet takes over, I'm going to the marina and I'm grabbing a sail cat because, you know, especially when that's got a water maker on board, because if you've got that, you're pretty well set.
Air conditioning.
Yeah.
I could even do without the AC. I mean, if I had to, it'd be enough just to, all you need is wind power. You got a water maker, put some solar panels on that thing You're good to go.
Well, hey, watch The Walking Dead. That's how they survived the zombie apocalypse, is on a sailboat. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, he's preparing. He's preparing accordingly, him and Aria. And Aria is she's an excellent boat captain. So he really has all the bases covered. But it was pretty amazing how high-tech that Leopard, that vessel was. I was like, gosh, even I could cruise on this thing. I could run this thing.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah. I think it's an amazing boat.
Yeah,
I'd really produce a good product.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go with the 58, though.
The 58?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you need a little over $1 million for
that. That's all right. Go big or go home.
Yeah. Well, we have to talk then next week, Greg.
We do. Yeah, if you buy one, you bet. I already told Aria that I would be good for booking a week accommodations on your new Liveaboard Leopard cruiser.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a deal.
I got some World of Boating hats and T-shirts to pay for the accommodations. Yeah, whatever. Okay, I better just stop. Hey, connection's going bad. All right. We wish them the best. That's great. All right. And we'll have more on the Miami International Boat Show next week when Rusty and Boat Show Girl get back. But until then, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.